Hello, everybody. Super Marcy here of supermarcy.com and Super Podcast, and I am back with another interview from Supernova Adelaide 2013. And with this interview, I got to have a chat with Stanislav Ionevsky. I'm pronouncing that a bit wrong. He's perhaps best known as Victor Crumb from Harry Potter films. And unfortunately, I did not get our early conversation before we started the interview recorded, but we were discussing how we both had shortened our names from what it was originally. He prefers to be called Stan, just as I prefer to be called Marcy, because my real name, Marcella, nobody can pronounce, or when they see it written down, they have no idea what it means. So we had a little fun talking about our names and how we'd shortened them. He is an absolutely wonderful guy. So yeah, sit back, take a listen, and many thanks to Lionel for putting this together for us. Super Marcy here with Stan from Harry Potter, and everybody knows you as Victor Crumb. So how did you get involved with Harry Potter? How did you get the role?
It's a fun story. I didn't go to castings, I didn't do anything, you know, like everyone else would do. I was literally picked out of my school in London and brought into the world of Harry Potter.
Wow.
So that's how it happened. I literally was sent a car to take me to the studios and meet the director, so yeah.
That is pretty cool. I didn't get any treatment like that in school.
Well, it just so happened that the casting director was at my school at the time, and she just noticed me, so
I think you looked like what I pictured he would look like, so I think they picked well.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Yeah, you did a good job. Well, what was it like once you were filming? I mean, I know it's been a few years now.
Yeah, well, I had
did
no
you need
idea.
To train for it?
Not
or?
Really, it came naturally in a way.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find it hard. I enjoyed myself. I more found it like more like a game, something fun. Obviously there were quite a few kids filming, so, you know, it was a nice, easy, relaxed atmosphere, so I didn't really, well, I did go to the gym, obviously, but, you know, I would have done that anyway in school,
so, I can see.
Quite advanced.
I noticed that you were in Hostel 2,
yes.
And that was because this is what I heard, that you were much liked on Harry Potter, and he wanted you to be in the movie.
Yes, that's...
is that true?
Oh, yes, absolutely right, correct. And Eli Roth, he basically saw me in Harry Potter, and he said, I want this guy in my film. So, you know, they went and found me. I went to Prague, where we did, like, a meet and greet thing. It wasn't, like, proper casting. We were talking, you know, just, like, random mayor stuff. And, you know, I got into the film, and it was great fun.
It was great fun. It looked like fun.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if some scenes didn't look very fun, but
that's the kind
of movie it is.
Yeah, it is a horror film, but, you know, believe me, it was great fun.
It was great. Yeah, all the behind the scenes on the release looked like it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, it was jokes.
That's good. What are you doing these days?
I've just finished the professional commando training. So, you know, I learned skills, how to fight. You know, they do, like, combat training too, so that's something that's gonna help me, you know, to do stage fighting and stuff. So I'm developing my skills for other roles. So we'll see what happens.
Do you have anything coming up, or are you just getting ready to tackle the roles?
I'm getting ready. Yeah, I'm working on my body.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get back home, I've got a meeting to see, you know, what's gonna happen.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope good things come out of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep this too long because I know you. It's not the most exciting thing to do is talk to me.